Now is a time when writers are carving out increasingly narrow niches. In literature, there are not only genres, but subgenres. Not only poets and fiction writers, but writers of creative nonfiction, slam poetry, microfiction, and prose poems, to name just a few. Rigoberto Gonzalez is a writer who works across genres to address a variety of concerns, aesthetic, personal, and political. In honor of the upcoming National Poetry Month, which begins Sunday, April 1st, Artwork's Rachel Lyon sat down with Mr. Gonzalez to talk about his diverse body of work. He began by reading a poem from his 2011 book, Black Blossoms.
Widow, don't you dare remove your black dress. The sound of a garment mourning the loss of your body's comfort will break our hearts. Pity the closet and its communion of hurt, anemic blouses, slacks thin with hunger, an evening gown left to wonder if her dinner date will ever materialize. Mama, if you're naked, there will be less of you to love. Already you walk around hollow as the alley now that your husband's dead. Your eyes, like the alley's puddle, cannot hold on to light and must settle for the fleeting faces of strangers. They flash in passing. None will linger. My name is Rigoberto Gonzalez. I am a writer. I've written approximately, I think it's 12, I think I lost count, books of poetry, fiction, nonfiction, children's books, young adult novels. So I do a little bit of everything.
You see yourself as a Chicano writer, so
yes.
This is how you identify mm-hmm. in the canon. Where do you stand in terms of that historical development?
Chicano as a label, as an identity marker, is important to me because it's a political statement. I like to believe that I am part of a long lineage of writers that have not only seen writing as a place to exercise our craft, to work on our art, but also a way to connect with our specific community. There's a lot of conversation about immigrant issues. There's a lot of talk about banning books. So this is very relevant. I'm like kind of this next generation of thinkers and activists and citizens that are mirroring, reflecting the problems and anxieties in our community and hopefully also our triumphs.
What's your relationship to the queer community of writers?
Well, I identify also as a gay writer. I'm a gay Chicano writer. I inhabit both spaces. We are two communities working with the same challenges, and that's being criminalized in this country, victimized by policies. And both of our communities are attacked and identified by our bodies.
Well, how are these concerns reflected in your work?
I wrote a memoir, Butterfly Boy. It's my coming of age, coming to America, coming out, coming into language book, and it's still the only one that embraces all of these movements. There's been other Latino memoirs before that, but none have really addressed sexuality and definitely immigration at this level. I just finished a book of essays that'll be out next year in which I deal with queer issues and race issues and ethnicity, immigrant issues. I find myself placing these thoughts on the page only because sometimes I'm at a loss that I'm not having more conversations like this with other writers. My latest book, Black Blossoms, it's a book of women, and not even lesbians. It's a book of straight women. You know, I'm not a woman, I'm not a straight. I wanted to write in proximity to these lives because despite the fact that I don't identify, they are part of my community. What better way to understand this group than to write about them? What I found by writing about women was that so many of their anxieties were anxieties that I shared.
Like what?
Well, love. The universals. Love and heartbreak, loss, violence, all of these things that I have always have written about in my poetry, but through a very different lens. And I thought, well, let me try to look at it through the lens of a woman. Let me borrow that lens. It wasn't as hard as I thought it would be because I had always been reading women writers. If I never read a woman writer, I think I would have been really screwed. I'm not sure where I would start. But because so many of these women were my role models, I found myself being able to follow that route a little easier than I thought it would be.
It sounds like you're talking about a kind of radical empathy through writing.
Absolutely. I mean, isn't that what helps us build solidarity? Isn't that what helps us contribute to our energies or our voices or even our sympathies with different groups? We cannot isolate ourselves anymore. There's no longer a choice. What I write today is going to be read tomorrow and maybe the next year and hopefully 10 years from now. literature that's going to last, that's going to be there and accessible to readers long after any of us are here.
Tune into Artworks each week in April as we highlight National Poetry Month with works by local poets.